Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Most of the people who pay attention to gymnastics are either the parents of children who tumble and leap or fans of stars like Nastia Lukin and Shawn Johnson, two of the U.S. Olympians who starred in last summer's games. Gymnastics has been losing ground at the college level, and high schools have been canceling programs as fewer and fewer students have expressed interest in the sport. But Only a Game's Karen Given recently found a place where, stumbles, missteps, and unstuck landings notwithstanding, the popularity of gymnastics has been growing, and she has our story.
Arms up, take your arms to help you rotate.
Like everything else in Manhattan, the field house at Chelsea Piers Gymnastics Training Center is supersized with dozens of beams, bars, rings, and vaults, and mountains of multicolored foam. Jamal's story looks the part of a proud papa, pointing a video camera at Charles Clinton making his first attempt at a simple handspring into the foam pit.
Is he stuck in the pit? Oh!
Except Jamal isn't a proud papa. He's another student in this class. And as Charles grudgingly admits, he's a little older than your average first-time gymnast.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm 38.
Charles jokes that he's too old to start training for the Olympics. And as the only first-timer in a Monday night intermediate class, he's in a bit over his head.
It is terrifying. It's terrifying, but you know what? I'm here and I figure, you know, let me go for it and see what happens.
Charles describes himself as a reasonably fit guy with no knowledge of gymnastics. His friend Jamal is a professional dancer who trained in the sport as a kid and got back into it when asked to make a tumbling pass 8 times a week on Broadway. Now he entertains the Monday night crowd with the graceful flips and tucks he takes just for fun. Charles pretends to be unimpressed.
With a few more practices, I think maybe another 2 or 3 lessons, I should get that. Yeah, by the end of the day, I think I'll have it all down.
Do you even know what that was? I don't even know what that was.
I have no idea. I certainly could invite him over and ask him what that was.
Yeah, we'll ask him.
Right. Jamal, one moment.
What is that you just did?
Round off backhandspring, double back.
And your friend here just told me he thinks maybe 2-3 more lessons he'll be ready to try it.
Thereabouts, 2 or 3 more. Right.
Oh, not bad. Now squeeze your bottom so that it's not wiggling. Okay?
Instructor Joey Garcia likes to tell people that his youngest student is less than a year and a half old, and his oldest is 67. Adult gymnastics is growing around the country. A MySpace group dedicated to the sport lists gyms in 32 states that offer classes. But none come close to the 13 classes a week at Chelsea Piers. With 450 registered participants, Chelsea Piers boasts the largest adult gymnastics program in the world.
A lot of them are performers. A lot of them are dancers, choreographers. We have some kung fu people here, capoeira. It's random, and some people just want to do it just because they did it as a kid and want to continue it, or they never did it as a kid, and now their parents are not rule of their life, so they come and decide to do it, you know. So it's fun. It's a good workout.
Joey starts his class with 25 minutes of stretching. Older bodies need more time to get loose, and a warm-up of 5 minutes of intense push-ups and sit-ups. If that's not enough to make his students sore the next day, the following hour of handstands, forward rolls, and back springs is sure to do the trick. When they need firing up, Joey likes to give his students nicknames.
Let's go, Dominique!
Dominique is 35-year-old Eddie Ryder. Unlike most of his classmates, Eddie never really left gymnastics, except to take time off for broken ankles and wrists, but still finds his experience with the sport as an adult to be very different than when he was a kid.
When I was younger, it was challenging. It kept you busy. You know, you always felt like accomplished. My motivations are different now. When I was younger, it was, I'm going to try to do this and land it perfectly. And as I got older, I'm like, all right, if I get this, I get a, you know, apple martini at the end of the night. Whatever gets me through the day sometimes.
Eddie would still compete if he could. The Masters division of the Empire Games was recently canceled due to budget cuts, but he's not likely to take the same risks.
I'm more afraid, because when I was younger, you didn't have that sense of responsibility, and oh my gosh, if I break something, can I go to work and can I do my job? There's a lot more bandaging now, there's a lot more taping up and a lot more mats. But my sense of daredevil is kind of there, but it's tempered by realism of what my body can do now at my age.
Recently, Eddie gave up working as a gymnastics instructor and got a job at a hedge fund. But he hasn't yet told his coworkers about his weekly visit to the gymnastics center.
It's just like a big frat house, and everybody did basketball or hockey. And so I'm like, all right, the second I tell them I did gymnastics, every time something goes on, they're like, oh my God, I do a flip. And I'm not a monkey. Like, I don't do that anymore. Like,
well, hopefully they won't hear this.
Oh, probably not. It's only NPR, right?
It's a few minutes before the start of the Tuesday night beginners class, and Rachel Harwich is watching a group of preteens practice their floor exercises.
I'm kind of intimidated right now looking at all the little kids swimming around, but they're tiny and flipping everywhere, and I'm going to be embarrassed in front of them, I think. But I'm just hoping there's a lot of people who haven't done this for a long, long time, that I'm not the only one.
Rachel won't be the only newcomer tonight, but instructor Adam Johnson says adults who come back to the gymnastics center shouldn't set their sights on being as accomplished as a third grader.
Absolutely not, because the adults are here for an hour and a half once a week. These girls are in the gym sometimes, I'd say, 6 or sometimes 7 days a week, you know, during meet season, and they log some serious hours. So the answer is no, but... You know, a lot of these people, I've seen a lot of improvement, you know, just from, there was a guy in here, it's his fourth class, and he's made a lot of improvement, and that's for someone who's, you know, 6 foot and, you know, 100-some-odd pounds.
Adults aren't as flexible as kids. Physics doesn't allow them to squeeze out an extra revolution, and certainly they're more hampered by the knowledge of their own mortality. But Adam says adults do have one small advantage over kids.
Absolutely. I think they're more thankful. They want to be here. Like, they're, you know, paying money to be here on their own. So in that respect, they're not going to be, you know, lazy. They're extremely hard workers because, as I said, you know, they want to be here.
So you're too close now. I don't want you to run right off the edge of the cliff.
Tonight, Adam is working with Stephanie Rooksby, who's giggling her way through her first gymnastics class as an adult.
Not as hard as I thought it was going to be. It's coming back to me slowly, but technique is tricky. You know, I never had a technique before, but... getting there.
Stephanie quit gymnastics when she was 10, but continued tumbling as a cheerleader. Now she's having to unlearn some bad habits.
The proper technique for a fold roll and a cartwheel and the basics. And then I suppose once I can practice those at home, then I'll come back and try a little bit more and try some combinations, which I'm looking forward to.
Like Stephanie, most of the adult gymnasts at Chelsea Piers aren't starting from scratch. But instructor Adam Johnson says there's plenty of room for someone who's never before flipped, rolled, or sprung.
You should come on Friday, then. There's a lot of people who have never, you know, been into a gym, so they're a bit awestruck. Sometimes we've had up to, you know, 40 people, where half the floor is the more advanced people, people, you know, former gymnasts, and then people who have done it before. Then the other half, you know, people who have not done a forward roll before, have not done a cartwheel. And once they get over the initial, you know, embarrassment, oh, I can't do anything, they end up having a really good workout.
For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.
Karen Given's story about the gymnastics program at the Chelsea Piers Gymnastics Training Center will be featured on this week's show. We'll also be reviewing the circumstances that have led to the perjury trial of Barry Bonds, which is scheduled to begin on Monday. We'll preview the second edition of the World Baseball Classic as well, and we'll examine the tragic return of Tiger Woods to competitive golf. After an 8-month layoff, he began his first round with a birdie and an eagle. How disappointed he must have been to see that his touch had deserted him. I'll also be talking with Jim Reisler, who maintains in his book, The Best Game Ever, that the seventh game of the 1960 World Series was, well, the best game ever. So join us, and remember, you can always listen to the program at onlyagame.org.